I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, February 10th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. We're going to dive back down the rabbit hole this morning. Deus ex machina. The AI revolution is here. We'll continue and finish the clips that we began yesterday. Pieces of Glenn Beck's Glenn TV episode 250, The AI Revolution is Here, How Machines Will Transform Your Entire World. And I think there is an element of this that is sort of alchemical. The intention is to transform us, to get us to believe in this kind of stuff. My intention with this is to get out in front of these things a little bit so that we are not surprised, I suppose. We shouldn't be surprised by any of this stuff at this point. But we, I believe, are going to be faced with challenges and decisions. And again, I mentioned yesterday, Revelation 13, when we think about this stuff, the market security state is the only market, the only state. And you know, when you think about the market security state, it's interesting. I'll talk a little bit before we get back into the clips that, you know, R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Shorrock told us back in 2007, many, many years ago, 15 years ago, 2007, 2008, that the intelligence community was predominantly, not a little bit, predominantly outsourced. Then a few, a couple years later, Dana Priest and William Arkin told us the same thing in Top Secret America. Tim Shorrock said on Democracy Now! What took so long? A few years later, we get Bradley Manning, Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, this kind of stuff. And that sort of confirms basically what R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Shorrock said. The intelligence community is predominantly outsourced. And I think of Revelation 13 in particular. Verse 4, they worship the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast and who is able to make war with him? And I think of the United States military-industrial complex. $1 trillion a year military-industrial complex, and who benefits from that, and what do you suppose could possibly bring it to a slow it or bring it to a halt at this point? You know, and the folks who make the guns and really, you know, equip the Praetorian Guards, train, equip the Praetorian Guards around the world, when they are in control, what recourse have governments and the people? Verse 16, and he causes all in the NASB 95, he causes all, small and great, and the rich and poor, and the free men and the slaves to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. This subject matter that we're talking about, I think, has this in view. And I've said before, when I read that, you know, reflecting on conversations like those with John in Tennessee, for example, in the past, when people say, I will not accept, I don't read where acceptance is a thing in here. And we're hearing about the Chinese model. Well, they're doing it in China. Kids are growing up with this technology, the brain bands and those kinds of things. You know, a Fitbit for your brain, as we heard Nita Farani talk about yesterday, World Economic Forum mouthpiece. So with that in mind, we're going to push forward. We will probably be taking calls today after we finish the remainder of content from yesterday's broadcast, which I believe is about 48 minutes worth of clips remaining. So we need to get to it. Obviously, that'll be hour two. And so with that in mind, buckle up. We start with Michael Rupert talking about, speaking of the intelligence community, let's start there. Go ahead, please. Yes, please.
Work I had done prior to 9/11 demonstrated very clearly to me that the intelligence agencies and the financial markets are one and the same. Most intelligence agencies were created to serve financial markets. So right after the attacks of 9/11, the name Buzzy Krongard surfaced, and just it was instant research that revealed that Buzzy Krongard had been.
The point there is that the intelligence agencies, as Michael Rupert said, and you know, if you were following from the wilderness, there was extensive documentation of this that became books like Crossing the Rubicon. Intelligence agencies and the financial markets are one and the same. Most intelligence agencies were created to serve financial markets. There is at least one post on republicbroadcasting.org. I don't remember the title of it, but it talks about, I apologize. Sorry for that. It mentions the history, in particular, of the OSS and CIA. And, you know, the same thing, you hear echoes of this in places like Norman Dodd's disclosure to G. Edward Griffin concerning the Reese Committee's research. And the statements by folks like Horace Rowan Gaither Jr., who was the newly minted Ford Foundation president at the time of Norman Dodd's conversation with him in person. And that's what all of these guys said. We all have, you know, we all come from banking and finance or, law firms like Sullivan and Cromwell, OSS, and the Rockefeller contingent had a big hand in all of that. Anyway, you can go do that research yourself or maybe dig up Michael Rupert's research on that. The intelligence community is not, nor has it ever been, your friend. It is not. We are led to believe that our kidnapper is our, you know, safeguard and our protector. Not true. We'll play several clips, I think, that dovetail with this point. Starting, let's see, with Maybe. Well, we'll save that one. Probably Edward Snowden reminding us about this business model that John McAfee also mentioned. Maybe we'll start with McAfee. John McAfee, and I mean, I've talked about keylogging software. What he talks about is pornography. When you hear McAfee talk, he mentions it in the context of pornography, but it's way beyond that. You know, it's in everything. I mean, Facebook has it in all of their little text windows and things. Most apps do. The big tech apps do. And I've said that you can download for free a keylogging script on GitHub and stick it in your app or your website or whatever. And that's free and available to anyone. I've mentioned a few of the libraries in the past. So, John McAfee, you are immediately infected with keystroke logging software. I'm talking about that. Can we play that real quick, please?
Over half of all smartphones, both iOS and Android, are infected with keystroke logging software. This is a known fact. People pay these pornography sites for the ability to put their keylogging software on your phones. How do you think they make their money? It costs millions of dollars to maintain these massive databases and have the bandwidth to disperse this pornography, and yet you don't pay. Yes, you're paying. While you are watching your phone is watching you. This is just a fact of life. The operating system is designed specifically to watch you, listen to you, find out where you are in order to help you. It needs to know who your friends are. It needs to know what you're saying in your text messages. It needs to listen to you sometimes. And so you're looking at your phone and you have all of these facilities, but it is the world's greatest spy device, designed as a spy device. Now, there's nothing wrong with that as long as the person spying on you is spying on you for benign reasons, meaning maybe they just want to sell you something. I can choose to say no. But hackers use those same facilities. They are built into the operating system. So if a hacker gets access to those facilities, they may choose to empty my bank account without my permission or knowledge, or to steal my identity, or to start charging things on my credit cards, or if I have a Bitcoin wallet or an Ethereum wallet, they can empty my wallets. This is the facts. This is not science fiction. This is not me being paranoid. The antivirus paradigm is no longer functional. It doesn't work. I said this 10 years ago. And I'm the person who invented it. So people should listen. I mean, if I invented it and I built the first antivirus company, viruses are not the problem. By the time hackers have planted malware in your system, it's way too late. The hackers spend weeks, months, or sometimes years sniffing around in your system, taking what they want before they even plant malware. But you can find the presence of a hacker in your system so easily. Every hacker has to go through certain steps in order to break into any system and do damage. The first thing they have to do is get through the firewall, and all firewalls have holes. It's impossible to build a firewall that can keep out all hackers. It just can't be done. They have to get through the firewall, and then they have to find out where they are. And so what's on this net? So they sniff every device on the network. You have people, I mean, I've even heard people at Google say that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Well, I've never heard anything crazier. It's insane to say, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. We're all humans. We are living in an imperfect world. Over half of all smartphones, both iOS and Android, are infected with keystroke logging software. This is a known fact. Every pornography site in the world, if you have ever, I'm sure nobody here has ever looked at pornography, but if you have, then you have keystroke logging software. How do you think they make their money? See, this is the issue. It costs millions of dollars to maintain these massive databases and have the bandwidth to disperse this pornography. And yet, you don't pay. Yes, you're paying.
I think
the instant
think
you we'll visit the site, if you have
McAfee
an Android...
There. We've heard enough of McAfee. What people don't understand is this is a business model. So I want to play a little bit of Edward Snowden telling you, kind of describing anecdotally, this is a cottage industry. What John McAfee is describing, most people will get the misnomer that, well, you know, that's I don't visit pornography sites. No, you don't understand. It's not just that. This is a cottage industry. And anybody visit TikTok lately? There are folks who have said that's probably not a good idea. You know, these apps that come from places like China, for example, and they are a whole lot more serious about these kinds of things than we even, as bad as things are here in America, it's not nearly as off the rails, crazy spyware as, you know, China or even South Korea. So can we play just a couple of minutes of Edward Snowden? We'll have to take a break, but a little bit of that. This is a cottage industry, what John McAfee was describing. Can we play that, please? Edward Snowden.
How many of you in the audience have a smartphone with you right now? You know, an iPhone or an Android phone. It's everyone, right? I want you to imagine that right now, there's a Russian company whose entire business is based around the idea of developing a kind of digital burglary tool. And they go by the name the NSO Group. Their product used to work like this. They'd send you a time-sensitive text message with a link in it. Something that they think you're likely to click, like a package delivery notification or an alert that one of your family members has died, and these are the funeral arrangements, and are you going to be there? And if you click this link, and because they can try 100 different times in 100 different ways, eventually everyone does, your phone now belongs to whoever sent you that message. You have been hacked by this product. Now, the scary thing is because of refinements in this practically criminal product, and it has a real name because this is a real-life example, it's called Pegasus, it's now being reported that they no longer need you to click anything. No user interaction is necessary. All they need is your phone number, and they can hack your phone. Now, from that point on, everything in the entire history of that phone, they can instantly and immediately copy. And everything that happens on your phone from that day forward, every place you go, everyone you call, everything you read, every photograph, or because they can turn on your camera and they can turn on your microphone whenever they want, not just when you want it, everything that simply passes by that device, everything your phone is a part of, they are now a part of. I want you to reflect on that capability and the nature of it being created and provided by this, you know, Russian enterprise. And think about this from the legal angle. In their defense, they say they only sell this under contract to legitimate customers, only to law enforcement agencies, only to police, only to governments, and only for the purpose, under the contract, of targeting terrorists and criminals. Does that sound better? So many people today around the world in developed societies, right? We're not talking crazy authoritarian regimes. We're not talking Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, North Korea, you know, Iran, whoever you don't like. But we're talking about France. We're talking about Germany. We're talking about the United States. We're talking about Israel. They believe the rule of law and the legality of a thing is the beginning and the end of the conversation. But I want to remind you that the legality of a thing is very different from the morality of it. If a company sells a product with a single purpose, breaking into the devices relied upon by private individuals, from you to journalists to judges to, and I'm not making this up, the president of the Mexican Senate, who was in opposition at the time, how can this be the kind of situation we want to find ourselves in? Their only product is access to other people's belongings. Their only product is access to the thing sitting in your pocket right now. And the most important thing to understand out of anything I'm going to say tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Under all these laws, this is not a crime. The business model of commercializing public insecurity is the biggest threat to the future of cybersecurity that no one is talking about. We know about Facebook. We know about Google. We know about all the telecommunications networks and their willful collaboration with governments, even beyond what the law allows. But this is coming, and it's coming quickly, because even if you trust Israel, even if you trust French companies to do the same thing, these companies do not have a monopoly on this business model. Russia is doing the same thing. China is doing the same thing. And we are creating a dynamic in which the insecurity of critical infrastructure is profitable. These are the things that nobody wants us to know, but everybody needs to know. And it is this principle that's all too easy to forget in our comfortable lives, of accepting risk on an individual level in order to improve things on a collective level that moves us toward a better world. Now, this question that I ask you tonight, you know, is it better, is it worse? What's going on with surveillance? Are things improving? Is not the real question. The question that I ask tonight should be very familiar, because you heard it 5 years ago. This wasn't about surveillance. Surveillance was the mechanism of discussion, but the fundamental topic was democracy and the disempowerment of the public. The fact that we are being transformed from citizens, partners to government, instead to subjects of it. The world that we live in is one that we did not design, we did not approve, and we do not control. The question, ladies and gentlemen, is what are you going to do about it?
So the business model of commercializing public insecurity is the biggest threat to the future of cybersecurity that no one is talking about. And it is the communitarian way. Again, you know, it's the P2OG, Proactive Preemptive Operations Group. You know, the intelligence community is notorious for, among other things, employing hackers. You know, there was the, remember the Yahoo News story in the Obama administration about the Russian hackers? Remember the Russian hackers? FBI, you know what? Oh, oops. Oh, report. Russians were behind the hacking of all kinds of things, including, what was it? I think the, well, here's one. Russian spies hacked open ceremony. That's not the one that I'm talking about. The Yahoo News story. The FBI said that behind the hack, Russian agents, yeah, there it is. That's the one. Behind the hack on Yahoo, Russian agents who had been courted by the FBI. Courted is a cute way to put that. Remember, 500 million email users. What Edward Snowden just... 500 million. That's more than the population of the United States. And you heard the stats that John McAfee threw out, what Edward Snowden threw out. That was back in 2014. Remember that? There was this attempt to, you know, try to obfuscate, and Yahoo put out the story and said, no, actually, look, the DOJ said it's these guys that were working at the FBI. So the FBI is notorious for that. The intelligence community is notorious for that. Recruiting, not just courting, quote unquote, wink, wink, but, you know, employing hackers. I mean, they have their little hackathon things that they sponsor, the intelligence community does, all the time. Behind the hack on Yahoo, Russian agents who had been courted by the FBI. Well, I'm not sure what you mean by courted, but they were working at the FBI. Alexei Belin, Dmitry Alexandrovich, Dukachev, and Igor Anatolievich Suschin, those guys in particular. Instead of working with the FBI and CIA to catch hackers, the FSB officers were actually working with hackers themselves, according to the Justice Department charges. What? You know, and so we should play that clip of Pirates and Emperors here. Either Uncle Sam is just a really bad judge of character, or something else is going on. You know, and Uncle Sam going, I don't understand why this keeps happening to me. Maybe there's something going on here. What do you think? Kind of like the COINTELPRO stuff. Democracy Now! Just did a good piece featuring Trevor Aronson. Remember Trevor Aronson? We play the clip of his TED Talk every once in a while. The FBI is responsible for more terror attacks than Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Boko Haram. More than all of them combined. Wait a minute. What? Say that again. The FBI is responsible for more terror attacks than Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Boko Haram. All of them combined, Trevor Aronson said. And it was a fact. Became the subject of his book, The Terror Factory. He was on CBS with a former top-level FBI official that, you know, did not rebut his claims. He, to my knowledge, has never had to issue a retraction, an apology for his book, because it's true. It's fact-based. So Trevor Aronson started the podcast, The Alphabet Boys, and he says, this is how this works. I hope that he doesn't get the James Gordon Meek treatment, who's back in the news. This is stuff that I want to just touch on for a moment. The point of all of this is, again, the intelligence community is not your friend. And imagine what happens when you pour artificial intelligence on this dumpster fire. The accelerant of artificial intelligence. The argument we always hear is, well, China, well, Russia, well, you know, they're doing it, so we have to do it because, you know, if we don't do it first, they'll beat us too. This is insanity. None of the arguments make any kind of sense. From Elon Musk saying, yeah, we're summoning things and, you know, the best way to save humanity is to merge with it. That's insane. To, you know, these people are trying to rob a bank. We need to rob the bank faster. We got to get there first. They're going to steal all the money. If we don't hurry up and get there and steal all the money, then no, you don't engage in criminality because you need to do it faster than someone else. That's insane. So we are being driven insane at breakneck speed by people with a lust for power who have, you know, this genie is, as Glenn Beck said in his piece, you know, the deus ex machina genie is about out of the bottle, not quite, or out of the barn, as Glenn was saying. I would say out of the bottle or out of Pandora's box. And when it comes fully out, we have no idea the staggering implications. When you have an intelligence agency or a community that's engaging in the things that I mentioned, imagine what happens when AI starts trying to hack all kinds of software platforms like WordPress, for example. I've talked about that for 10 years. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. That's why Microsoft has gone to Windows as a service. Remember? Windows as a service. They're all bracing for the impact of AI. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
First hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, February 10, 2023. So remember in the early days of the COVID shenanigans, May 2020, when folks like yours truly and Catherine Austin Fitz and other folks, there are a number of us who all of a sudden, for whatever reason, kind of went, wait a minute, I see what Bill Gates is trying to do. He wants to create antivirus software for people. That's what the point of the mRNA stuff is. To get to a point where we can put something in you, however that works, to be able to say, well, we can just update this in real time. That's okay. We'll send an update to your antivirus software. What an amazing industry that would be. And of course, if you do that, when you do that kind of a thing, when you make it an industry, this is the difference between the organic and the sort of manufactured, or, you know, the communitarian way, in a sense, that, you know, as George Bernard Shaw said, these people think in terms of it has to justify its existence. My favorite example is the volunteer fire department. It doesn't have to justify its existence. But when you turn it into an institution and you're constantly raising money and, you know, you have firemen at the stoplights with the boots and doing all the things, it has to justify its existence. And so this is when the hammer starts looking for a nail. And in the same sense, these people create these things, and it's the two-sided coin of P2OG creating problems that it has to solve. R2P, responsibility to protect, responsibility to prevent, even in some cases. Responsibility to protect, responsibility to prevent. And if you doubt what I'm saying, with the background of what we've already played, John McAfee, Edward Snowden, this is a cottage industry. If you doubt that at all, let's go back to Bill Gates, February 18, 2017, at the Munich Security Conference, which is an interesting place too. It's, you know, sort of a Davos type place, gathering, where, you know, you hear lots of weird, creepy stuff, including this. Go ahead, please.
Big bombs. Please welcome Mr. Bill Gates. We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu. So the point is that we ignore the strong link between health security and international security at our peril. Whether it occurs by the quirk of nature or at the hand of a terrorist, epidemiologists show through their models that a respiratory spread pathogen would kill more than 30 million people in less than a year. And there is a reasonable probability of that taking place in the years ahead. This is also where we see many epidemics starting. For example, Ebola.
That's funny, because that was right. I think that was the month after Anthony Fauci said this administration will face something kind of like Bill Gates was talking about when he was at Georgetown, right? Fauci said that, those weird remarks. This administration, you know, Estelle Getty said that this administration would face something that, gosh, it happened. Imagine that. And wouldn't you know it, someone like Bill Gates had been working tirelessly, sort of behind the scenes, for a decade to create organizations and sort of infrastructure just in time. The just-in-time preparation for something, and something happened, and oh my goodness. But we didn't foresee this, Bill Gates said. Really, what were you doing for the last 10 years? And what was that thing that you did in October of 2019? Event 201, with some of the largest companies and what's their name? Avril Haines from the CIA and all kinds of other folks. Really? You didn't foresee this, huh? That's funny, because, you know, I don't know what you could have done to foresee it more. Anyway, moving right along, we got to get back to the Glenn Beck stuff. Before we do, so Michael Rupert reminded us, intelligence agencies and financial markets are one and the same. You know, if you did any homework into September 11, like Michael Rupert did, for example, September 11, 2001, then you know there was a lot of weird financial stuff going on. There was a lot of weird stuff that happened right around the COVID shenanigans that reminded us all of that kind of stuff. You know, hundreds of C-level folks jumping ship. That was weird. What was that all about? Hundreds. Why? Lots of moves in the market, lots of shifts. And so when you start putting these pieces together, you know, another special, speaking of this stuff and the COVID stuff, Glenn Beck's other recent special, COVID-19, gets the latest information from the CDC about COVID-19. That's an interesting one. COINTELPRO, you know, again, just sort of by way of reminder, COINTELPRO 1.0, featuring Prince Hall Mason and provocateur handler Ben Crump, no less. There was the piece a couple years ago, the assassination of Malcolm X. Ex-undercover officer admits role in FBI and police conspiracy. I mentioned that within the last week or so. And then there's COINTELPRO 2.0, if we ever wondered. I mean, you know, there's the PatCon stuff. There's the Gladio B, Gladio C, XYZ stuff that goes on. You know, Gladio is more of a, it's the archetype, the Gladio archetype that, you know, the leave behinds, basically. And if you can't leave them behind, well, make them behind. You know, Gladio was the post-World War II contingent, secretly the clandestine contingent, set up and left behind just in case communism rears its ugly head. The Nazis are going to make sure that we have a Nazi contingent to fight the communists. Phew, thank goodness for the fascists. And obviously that's been a model, an archetype, and that's what COINTELPRO and that's what, you know, Gladio B, C, D, X, Y, Z represents, and PatCon and all the rest of it. That's what, you know, the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer represents. That's what January 6th represents. Strategy of tension episodes, like Vincenzo Vinciguerra said, to get you to hug your kidnapper. Please, kidnapper, save us from ourselves, please. So Trevor Aronson is doing some more bang-up work. Democracy Now!, February 7, 2023, COINTELPRO 2.0, how the FBI infiltrated BLM protests after police murder of George Floyd. And the same thing continues on. You know, what I don't understand is when, you know, and it's funny to watch Juan Gonzalez try to talk about stuff that it's a bit humorous. Does Juan not know Trevor Aronson's background, I guess, maybe? I don't know. I know Amy Goodman surely does, but, you know, Juan Gonzalez asking questions about some legendary epic reporting that Trevor Aronson has done. He is the subject matter expert, in other words. So, COINTELPRO 2.0, there was this, speaking of Aronson, his article about all of this over at The Intercept, FBI paid a violent felon to infiltrate racial justice movement. What I don't understand, and I think it's kind of happening because there was that piece at Democracy Now! After the State of the Union address. I forget exactly what it was, something to the effect of... what was it? Have movements pushed Biden to the left? That's what it was. Have movements. When Democracy Now! Asks that, to me, this is a hint. This is like, Bill Maher, you know, suddenly becoming a conservative. And so I don't understand how Trevor Aronson said it in his appearance on Democracy Now!, the COINTELPRO 2.0 discussion, and the Alphabet Boys and stuff. He talked about, when he was asked, you know, there's constantly this effort to, the hearings this week were calling a view, you know, the Republican hearings on, there's always this effort to try to draw this into a side, you know, it's left wing, it's right wing, you know, left wing recruit, right wing, you know, it's everybody is infiltrated and recruited. That's how the intelligence community works. And to play it off as left or right is a limited hangout. To throw you off the trail, what we should be, you know, that's, to me, the best evidence that Democracy Now!, for example, is controlled opposition and everyone else that talks like this. Trevor Aronson said, basically everybody is suborned. Everybody is infiltrated and recruited as informants. You don't, it's not a left or right thing. This is an archetype. Everyone is in the crosshairs. Not just leftists, right wing extremists, whatever. That's a misnomer. So more evidence. Stuxnet, now Nord Stream, we hear, right? It was it Seymour Hersh? And thank you, Paul Craig Roberts, for confirming my point about the China, so-called Chinese spy balloon. That's the thing you can find on republicbroadcasting.org. But it was Seymour Hersh, right? Interesting that he's been around all these years and many other folks have gone away. But Nord Stream, I think that's a limited hangout. Intelligence community, who actually benefits? I said it from the beginning of Nord Stream. Who actually benefits? It's the folks who create the green, that are trying to create the new alternate green economy, who actually control the Praetorian Guards. Speaking of intelligence and finance, they benefit from the destruction of Nord Stream. You know, that's a great article, but I would say big tech, the Davos set, more than anything, Peter Thiel's office there, the Palantir office in Davos. That was one of the things, you know, seeing Ezra Levant walking down the street with these guys. There's Palantir off on the right. Amazing. So like I said, outsourced, R.J. Hillhouse, Tim Shorrock. What does that mean? Outsourced to what? To private companies, to the Booz Allen Hamiltons, to the Palantirs. One orb to rule them all. So R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Shorrock told us, again, Dana Priest and William Arkin did Top Secret America. Tim Shorrock said, what took you guys so long? Snowden, Manning, Binney, Montgomery, and for that matter, Rupert, Webb, Gary Webb, Whitney Webb, Jonathan Quitney, Michael Hastings, Daphne Caruana Galizia, and for that matter, Epstein, Maxwell. You know, Whitney Webb has said, you go down this rabbit hole, the human trafficking and sex trafficking seems to be a limited hangout to draw your attention away and divert attention away from the financial stuff, because that's where the action is really at. You cannot know how the sausage is made. Iran-Contra, it's not an anomaly. It's an MO. By the way, has anyone seen or heard from Julian Assange lately? Any mainstream media coverage of the Belmarsh Tribunal in Washington, D.C.? For that matter, what? Has anyone seen or heard from investigative journalist turned Emmy Award-winning producer James Gordon Meek? What? Child pornography charges? What? Interesting. Fox News, the case against Meek was brought as part of Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative launched in May 2006 by the DOJ to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse that happens on Epstein Island. Oops, no, that's not. The department announced, yeah. We'll talk more about this stuff when we come back. The point is, the kidnapper runs the hen house, to mix metaphors. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Welcome back. So as one friend put it many years ago, you know, if they find me in a pile of, you know, committed suicide and they find my body in a pile of midget porn, you should be suspicious. And that's exactly what I was thinking when I read about the James Gordon Meek thing. I mean, 10 months later. So you know, as part of a nationwide initiative launched in 2006 to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse, except for Epstein Island attendees who, you know, stay in line, of course. New York Post reported almost 10 months after the FBI raided his home and seized his laptop and other electronic devices, in an affidavit unsealed Wednesday, FBI Special Agent Tanya Sturgill Griffith explained that the investigation into Meek's online activities started in March 2021. Really? When Dropbox alerted authorities to child porn stored in the veteran journalist's account. Dropbox. Wasn't that right around the time or shortly before 3212 Unredacted was released by ABCIA/Hulu? By the way, what happened to the incredibly vanishing 3212 Unredacted Wikipedia page? Where did that go? Let's see, New York Post continuing. In another conversation dated in another conversation dated to late winter 2020, Meek told a different unnamed Kick user about his fantasy of abducting, drugging, and raping her as a 12-year-old girl. So a guy who spent years uncovering dark secrets just openly disclosed in lurid detail after years, like more than a decade of deep investigative journalism, this guy into the deep dark secrets just openly disclosed in lurid detail precisely what might get him, you know, silenced. Right. Didn't he also spend years investigating Dave Sherritt II getting the Tillman or Patton treatment? And wasn't Meek also one of the investigative journalists on the Boston bombing? Who is Graham Fuller? Funny coincidences, all these. By the way, the Dropbox thing in particular is why I don't use big tech to whatever reasonable extent possible. Meek's bail was revoked while SBF, as they say, everybody's a three-letter acronym now, the fried bankman was released for the holidays on $250 million bail, which we don't know who or if was posted, right? I'm sure that's all completely unrelated to James Gordon Meek's investigative journalism work. I'll finish that thought. We'll wrap up the AI stuff. What does this have to do with AI? I'm telling you, the fox is in the hen house. The fox runs the hen house, and we have Stockholm Syndrome thinking the fox is our friend. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up. Stick around.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.